morning, afternoon, or evening to you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Welcome to the Moshcast, the fortnightly punk, metal, and alternative music podcast presented to you by Chucking a Mosh, Australia's premier site for Australian alternative music news. I'm Jay Stevens, and thanks for joining us. Opening up the Moshcast this fortnight is Sydney's Caulfield. These guys have just announced that they have a new bass player, Ryan. They uploaded a bit of a video just to introduce him to fans. You can check that out on our website. Now, Melbourne pop-punk quintet Up and Atom might not be a familiar name to quite a few of you guys, but the next few months will ensure that all that changes. After a lineup change, a bunch of hometown shows, and spending some time putting pen to paper to lovingly craft a new batch of songs, the band have finally released their debut self-titled EP. The release comes in the lead-up to the band's first tour, which they've titled Up and Atom Goes on Holiday. There's a massive run of shows throughout Southeast Asia. Seriously stoked for the band. Here's one of the tracks off the new record, Out of Breath.
I've locked hands with the lost and the lonely. I've been discreet just to keep the peace. about you, no. I've been thinking about love and war. I've been thinking about this life. I've been tripping balls all night. Come on.
Melbourne band The Bennies there with Acid On Me Brain. If you're yet to fully experience The Bennies in action, you're really missing out. Recently, the band headed down to Geelong to play with The Decline and released some video from the show. You can see that on the Chucking a Mosh website. Before then, we heard Hooks for Hands by Sugar Army. It's the first single from Sugar Army's new record, which is expected sometime in the next couple of months. The record was recorded in Sydney in July and August last year, and we think you'll agree that it was worth the wait from 2009's The Parallels Amongst Ourselves. We're constantly evolving over here at Chucking a Mosh, trying new things to get new music to your expectant ears. So as of this fortnight, we've decided to create a new segment here on the Moshcast called New Noise. What we're going to do with this is we're going to introduce you to a band that you may not have heard of, who have released their first recordings in the last 6 months. Our first New Noise contestants are Storm the Shores out of Perth. These guys claim influences from bands like Parkway Drive. We think they're pretty great. Hope you like them too. Here's their newest song from their debut EP, Maybe Someday. It's called Guilty by Association. Enjoy. just a taste of what's to come from Melbourne boys Graf vs. Host. The band are coming back from a little hiatus whilst members have been involved in other projects. Just announced their first show for 2012, which is on Thursday the 8th of March with Street Fangs and Master Beta at Pony in the Melbourne CBD. Make sure you get down to this show. The band put on a wicked live event. The Storm Picturesque were before that with There Will Be Fog on the Shore Tonight. The band has revealed that they will be hitting the road as the principal national support for upcoming April visit from Sepulchre Mob Vale of Maya. The largely all-ages tour covers most major capitals, as well as a few dates in regional centres. Tickets are available now, and you can get the dates on our website. Coming up next, having just hit the stage at the big day out in their home city, Adelaide's Paper Arms have just ventured north to Sydney to play at the infamous Blood, Sweat and Beers. During this event, the band played a few new tracks, and thanks to a keen fan with a camera, we now have some video footage of the new material to share with our Chucking and Mosh people. Have a look on our website. In the meantime, here's Bricks and Mortar.
Clean wall. You have
Parkway Drive there with Blackout from 2005's Killing With A Smile. Hobart date has been added to the band's upcoming Six Summer 2 tour. The licensed all-ages show will be on Saturday, March the 10th at the Brisbane Hotel with doors at 4pm. Tickets are on sale now from austix.com.au, Red Hot CDs Devonport, Mojo Music Launceston, Rough Cut Records Hobart and the Brisbane Hotel Hobart. The Six Summer 2 tour commenced last week on the Sunshine Coast. We'll visit towns along the East Coast before its last stop at Melbourne's Pushover on March 12th. We get very excited at Chucking a Mosh when we see some of our good friends doing really well, and today we couldn't be more proud of the guys in Stolen Youth, who have just announced that they will be heading over to Japan in a few months' time for a tour. Last year saw the band release a new album and then head off to Europe. It looks like things are going to keep building momentum in 2012 for these guys. Here's Fear Amongst the Masses.
Don't let it.
Melbourne's Berserker Fox hitting you there with their track, The Monopoly. The band are playing the Moshfear Festival on the 11th of March alongside bands such as Cybreed, Eye of the Enemy, Elysian and Circles, as well as a heap more. This festival is being held at the Hi-Fi. That's about it for this fortnight here on the Moshcast. If you have any thoughts or suggestions for us, please send it through to me here at slipperysloperadio@gmail.com, on Twitter at @ChuckingAMosh, or over on Facebook. Finishing up this Moshcast, we have our classic mosh as always. This time around, we decided to play a track from Adelaide's I Killed the Prom Queen. The band reformed last year, and last we heard, there will be a new studio album featuring Jamie Hope from the Redshaw on vocals later this year. Can't wait. Here's Sleepless Nights and City Lights from 2006's Music for the Recently Deceased. It was also the title track for the live record and DVD that was released in 2008. Thanks again for listening to the Moshcast. I'm Jay Stevens. See you later.
Yeah, right.